Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, you are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Brie. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. This is your first time listening to the show. I am so honored that you pressed play to spend some time with me. And if you've been here for a minute, long term, or a few episodes, either way, I'm just so grateful to share this space with you again. So, as you can see from the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about some holistic supplements that I personally use pretty much every single day that help me to tap into calm, focus, and to feel less anxious. We know that we've been taught to perform, to push through, to hustle, to grind, to do all the things. And we're taught to do these things a lot of times with no thought to how we feel, no thought to how it's affecting us, right? We have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. Well, we don't have to, but that's the expectation. That's what we've been conditioned to do. But today we're going to squash that noise, and we're going to continue to shift that narrative, okay? We're going to talk about embracing a more holistic approach to self-care with natural supplements. Again, these are supplements that I personally take and that not only are going to support our bodies, right, as we align with this journey that we're on towards like liberation and good health and breaking free from these ridiculously raggedy systems, again, that tell us that, girl, you don't deserve to rest. You don't deserve to feel joy. You just need to be anxious and on high alert, blood pressure high, killing yourself like at all times, right? And we're not doing that anymore. So let's explore how we can nourish ourselves with some supplements from the inside out. And really just, this is going to be like an holistic approach because we know that holistic equals nature. We know that nature has obviously wisdom. That is, and it can help to restore our balance and reclaim our peace, like that natural way of doing things. I'm not saying, girl, don't take your medicines that your doctors prescribed. I'm not saying stop taking your blood pressure medicines, Shirley. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying that, you know, it's okay to become more aware of and to incorporate as you can more natural ways to align with rest, calm, less stress, less anxiety, those things that we feel in our body that manifest inwardly and outwardly in ways that we likely just do not want. So what I will say right off the jump, like I said, I ain't saying don't take your medicines. I'm not saying, oh, stop going to the doctor. I'm not saying any of that, okay? I'm not a professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just giving you my opinion and information based on what I do that helps me. You have to, as I've said many times throughout the life of this podcast, you have to do your own homework. You've got to do your own research. You've got to educate yourself. If that looks like talking to a therapist, talking to a healthcare provider, talking to a holistic doctor, you know what I mean? Like, do that before starting not just some of the stuff that I'm talking about with these supplements, but any new supplement, because, you know, you may have certain conditions that I don't have, or I might have certain conditions that you don't have,
or you might take a certain medicine or might need something, or, you know, we're not the same person. So again, listen to the podcast, do your own education, do yourself that solid. Okay. All right. So now with said, let's go ahead and get into it. All right. So there are 5 holistic supplements that I take pretty much every single day that help me feel more calm. They help me to feel more focused. One of them, they help me to not allow myself to just get so stressed out. I realized that I needed to have some help to not be as anxious on a consistent level. Like, I would be so anxious sometimes. And it's funny because I never even realized that that was the case. It took some time for me to understand and recognize, oh, wow, like, you really are, like, wound very tightly. And I still am. Like, you're wound very tightly. And based on that winding, it can present as being very anxious. Sometimes it can present as me trying to be very controlling. It can present in a lot of ways. And even though I'm working through it, we know that it's a process. We know that it's a journey that you and I are on, right? In our own unique ways, even though we're doing it collectively. But I realized that this may be something that just is a part of me, and that's okay. It is what it is. But what I'm thankful for is that God made some natural things that can help us in different ways. That's why we are talking about holistic supplements. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into it. Now, the first one's not surprising. Oh, and by the way, let me just give a little breakdown of these supplements really, really quickly, because there are different types. So we have the herbal ones. So I'm going to be talking about 2 today. Herbal ones are from plants. These plants, they're used for, like, medicinal properties. And then we have, like, the amino acid type supplement. So I'm going to be giving you one of those. And another one is going to be a mineral-based supplement. I'm going to be giving you one of those. And then, you know, the cannabinoid CBD supplement. I'm going to take this. Like, CBD is the truth. Okay. All these supplements I'm about to give you is the truth, but CBD is, like, if I had to make one my baby, like a baby daddy or something, it would probably be the CBD. It would probably be the CBD. All right. So let's go ahead and just start with the CBD. So CBD is, it's derived from hemp. It's a natural compound. And it's holistic. It's used in holistic health practices. So it's used for things like stress, anxiety, pain, inflammation, you know, things like that. So for me, it helps to promote balance and just overall well-being. That's just what it does for me. So again, I mentioned this before, but it has some key things. And what I use it for, like the primary benefit, I'm going to give you like the primary benefit that I notice with each of these things, if that, in case you find that helpful. So like the primary benefit for me of CBD is it helps me to feel less anxious. It definitely helps me to feel less pain. Like sometimes I'll have like this stiffness in my hand and in my wrist, kind of like carpal tunnel tingly situation going on. And it definitely helps with that. And I know when I haven't been taking my CBD because I'll start to feel that after a while. And so the CBD that I take is by Alliant, Alliant. I believe it's Alliant Hemp. And I'm going to try my best, if I remember, to put the links to these things that I am mentioning to you so that if you want to check them out, you can check them out. Okay. But yeah, I have tried numerous CBDs. Like, I'm not even kidding. I have tried numerous CBDs. I've been using CBD for probably like the last, if I had to guess, minimum 7-8 years. And again, I use currently Alliant Hemp. I'm going to stand by them because out of all the ones that I've tried, not only does it really, really work, but the price is right for me. And I just trust them as a supplier of CBD. And I'm sure there are other amazing CBD brands out there for sure, but this one really works with just like my body makeup. So I really, really like Alliant Hemp. And by the way, this is not a plug for any of them. You use whatever makes sense for you. I'm just sharing what works for me. But yeah, that's CBD. And they have different types of CBD, so you have to be careful. Some CBDs have THC. Some they say have very, very, like it's an isolate. So there's supposedly THC. So there's supposedly no THC, but you got to be careful because regardless, based on what I understand, there's always a risk, even if you get the ones that claim to not have really any CBD, THC in them. And THC is basically just like the part of the plant that helps you to get high, okay? And a lot of times you have to be careful, especially if you get drug tested at your job, then you might have a problem if you don't have a CBD-friendly type of situation going on through your job. So you definitely have to make sure you know what you are buying, what you're taking, what they claim the amount of THC is. I believe the legal level of THC is like 0.3%, if I'm not mistaken. But, again, do your due diligence, do your homework, make sure you understand exactly what you are buying and what you are taking before you start taking it. And I take it in tincture form, by the way, but you can do it in, they have gummies, they have things like a balm you can rub on your body. Like, let's say you have pain on your arm, you can rub it on your arm if you want to do a balm. You can vape it, which I did vape CBD before for a very short amount of time in my life back in 2019 when I was still on the job and needed something that was portable. But that was very short-lived because I'm just so paranoid, but just like I don't want to be inhaling anything into my lungs, like period. I just do not. So I tried it for maybe 2 months. I had a vape pen back in 2019. And I just, every time I used it, it was just like, you know what I mean? Like, plus when you vape, you don't, unless I'm mistaken, at least for me, I wasn't sure like exactly how much I was vaping. So I like that when I take the tincture, I can just put in the dropper how much I want and then feel more confident that that's what I'm going to get. And for me, I place it under my tongue. I place it under my tongue and I hold it for, they say really like 90 seconds under the tongue or like a minute or whatever, short amount of time will give you some good benefits from it. And then you can just swallow it if you want. But because Alliant uses, I believe it's like a coconut-based oil, and I'm allergic to coconut oil, go figure, which really sucks. It can give me stomach challenges. So I don't swallow, I spit. I did not expect to say that. Rim shot. Sorry, y'all. I'm so corny. But I spit it out, but I hold it under my tongue for a minimum like 5-6 minutes. And then I spit it out because I'm hoping that I'll get as much of the CBD in my system as possible. You ain't going to get it all, obviously. Even if you swallow, I don't even think you get it all. But that's what I do. And it works for me. Again, your mileage may vary, but CBD is one of the things that I take. The next supplement that I take, and after I give you these, I'm going to tell you how I take them and when, kind of break down, just so you know how it's fitting into my wellness routine, okay? All right. So the next thing that I take, and these are in no particular order, but again, CBD really is my baby daddy. But the second thing that I take is called L-theanine. I hope I'm saying that right. L-theanine. I'll put a link, child, because I may not even be saying it right. But this is an amino acid, and it's found in like green, like tea leaves. Primarily, like if you drink, what's the tea that we talk about here sometimes? Gosh, it's in my cap. Matcha. Good grief. Matcha. If you've ever drank matcha tea, and after you drank it, you felt kind of like, ooh, I'm feeling good right now. Like you just felt like this wave of calmness over your body. That's literally what was hitting your system. That is what was hitting your system. Right. And that's one of the reasons why I love drinking matcha. That is one of the reasons why, because you just get that hit of like that L-theanine, I don't know how you say it. Probably should have looked it up, but whatever. But that's what it is. It's found naturally in tea leaves. Okay. So again, remember we're talking about holistic ways to kind of get a better handle on stress, anxiety, calm, focus, that kind of thing. Okay. So get you some matcha, girl. If you ain't drinking matcha, girl, are you really like, have I taught you enough? You ain't drinking matcha, girl. Get you some matcha. Try it. It's so good. But anyway, so this amino acid, it's good for like relaxation and focus. And what I like about it is even though, girl, you do feel like that relaxed, like you can tell when it hits, you know, but it doesn't make me feel sleepy. It doesn't make me feel sleepy. And also it's good for like, again, reducing stress. And it's just another way, just another thing that you can add to like your holistic wellness. So again, the primary benefit for me is just like relaxation. It doesn't make me like sleepy or drowsy. And it helps me just to feel more, sometimes a little sharper, a little more. I'm able to focus just a little bit more. And I'm not sure if that part is because I'm doing like an iced tea, you know, usually that's why I'm feeling a little more sharp. But I think it has something to do with that supplement. So that is something that I would highly, highly recommend. If I'm not doing it with matcha, which I try to drink matcha on average, I would say maybe like twice a week. But if I'm not doing it in a matcha tea, then I am taking a tincture. I am taking a tincture. And all the tinctures besides the CBD that I take, they're all from Mary Ruth. And you can find Mary Ruth on Amazon. And I trust this brand based on the research and have been taking, you know, using Mary Ruth's brand in other ways for some time now. And so you can find it in capsule form. You can find tinctures and things like that. But I like Mary Ruth's tincture of the L-theanine. And so you just drop it into your mouth and swallow it. That's literally it. Some people don't really like the taste of these tinctures that I'm going to be sharing with you, but this one kind of tastes like a lemon lime is what they say. And it is, honestly, it is a little nasty, but it's just over like that. And usually if I'm not doing the matcha, I will take the L-theanine with coffee in the morning because they say that the combo helps to reduce, like if you ever get like morning jitters from coffee. If you take it with the L-theanine, it like helps to bring you some balance so you're not feeling like those jitters from your morning cup of coffee. So again, your mileage may vary, but that's what I find. All right. Okay. So the next thing that I'm going to talk about is, this is number three, this is lemon balm. And lemon balm, again, is an herbal supplement. So we talked about that. It comes from like a plant, right? And this lemon balm is like a staple in the holistic health or holistic medicine or whatever community. And it's known for like its calming effects. And it just makes me feel just super relaxed and like everything's going to be okay. Like that's how I feel when I take lemon balm. It really is that good. The primary benefits I've noticed is obviously it's going to reduce that anxiety. It helps me with sleep. Okay. And it supports digestion. All right. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing that I would say is holy basil. Holy basil is, oh, and by the way, with the lemon balm, just like I mentioned before, it's a tincture. I get it on Amazon from Mary. It's called Mary Ruth's. And again, I just drop it into my mouth. And that one tastes like, surprise, surprise, like a very strong, kind of like a lemon, thick lemon honey taste is what I get from it. People say they don't like it. Other people say they love it. Your mileage may vary, like I said before. Up next is holy basil, which is an adaptogen. And I feel like holy basil is also, I don't know if it's as popular as lemon balm, but I feel like it's pretty well known in like the holistic health community or whatever. And it just helps, like an adaptogen helps your body to just flow and adapt to stress. And I feel like that's what it does. I feel like it also helps me to feel focused as well. So for me, the primary benefits are like, I feel like all of these things I'm talking about help, like less anxiety or reducing stress or things like that. But also based on what I've read, holy basil also helps with like immunity support. And also it has like some anti-inflammatory effects as well. So again, it's going to help you adapt to stress. And we know that stress leads to like rising cortisol levels, which is something that I'm dealing with right now for a few reasons. And so I'm literally, as we speak, tweaking my exercise routine. I'm tweaking my diet and just different things like that because, man, it's just, it's crazy how fast it can kind of like slip away. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, the holy basil is something that, again, I take as a tincture. And what does it taste like? I can't remember. Ah, it's escaping me what it tastes like because it's not really a taste for me that stands out. And I can't remember I can't put a finger on what it tastes like. But again, drop it in the mouth, swallow, and you're good to go. All right. And then the last thing that I take very regularly is I take a magnesium supplement. And this is not a tincture. It's actually a chew that I get from Target. It's from, I can see the name in my mind, but it's escaping me. I'll put the link in the show notes in case you want to check it out. But this magnesium is, again, a chew. It's grape flavored. And this is good for, again, stress management, as they all are. Helps with like, you know, magnesium is good for like your muscles. It helps your muscles relax and it's good for pain and things like that. But I find that it's so relaxing that it's also good for sleep, like better sleep quality. So it's good for sleep support. It's good for, again, muscle relaxation. It's good for pain. It's good for stress reduction. So I just take the chew. Again, it's kind of grape flavored and I just eat it. And it's very easy. Bada boom, bada bing. So those are the five things that I take. Okay. So again, we talked about the CBD and I realized I talked about that longer. And that's because CBD, obviously being a cannabinoid, it's going to a lot of times be associated with THC. And so I just want you to be very mindful of that. Like I mentioned before you start taking any of these, that you do your homework, especially if you get tested for like drugs and things like that. So CBD, L-theanine or theanine, again, I don't know how to pronounce it, lemon balm, holy basil, and magnesium. And by the way, the magnesium that I take, I'm trying to remember because there's different types of magnesium. We know that there's different types as far as like chews, or I'm sure there's probably a tincture or a pill or things like that. But the magnesium that I take is a citrate and malate combo. And so there's different types and some say that, and I'm sure there's truth to this, but some say that the bioavailability is different depending on which one you take. So again, read up on it and see what makes sense for you. But the one that I take is it's a citrate, magnesium citrate and magnesium malate supplement. Okay. And based on what I understand, that's the one that I want to be taking for my body. And again, your mileage may vary. And it's called Mega Food, by the way. Mega Food Magnesium Supplement. Good grief. That's the one that I take that I couldn't remember. All right. So we've talked about the five things that I take. And I'm looking through my notes here because I'm trying my best not to miss anything, right? But I guess one thing that I do want to mention before I tell you like how I use it specifically and when I use it is, even though they sound the same, I just want to make sure that I let you know that these supplements, like they all are a little different. So they do all offer some type of stress relief and they do offer like calming effects and things like that. And they obviously will contribute to better mental health and well-being and relaxation and feeling good and all that stuff. But again, like CBD is more so, again, for me, the focus is more so on, besides the pain, like the stress and all and the calming and all that stuff, it's more so for like inflammation and pain. The L-theanine or theanine my apologies again, is it just gives me more calm and more focus without sleepiness. The lemon balm, girl, that helps me with sleep and digestive support. And then the holy basil is good for me for just like my your immune system. And what was the last one? Magnesium, again, pain, maybe a little inflammation in the body. And also for me, honestly, like sleep. So those are some of the key differences for me. I'm sure there are more, but again, just sharing kind of like the things that stand out for me, if that makes sense. So just really quickly, I'll tell you what my day looks like when I'm taking these supplements. So in the morning, let's just pretend that I'm not going to do matcha. I'm going to do coffee, okay? Because I mentioned that the matcha already has the L-theanine in it, all right? So in the morning, what I do is I will take my CBD first thing, like without a doubt, first thing I do is take my CBD. And again, I hold it under my tongue and let it sit for at least 5 or 6 minutes, and then I spit it out. And then sometimes I will also take it before bed, like if I feel like I need a little more CBD in my system. But more often than not, I'm just taking CBD once a day, right in the morning. And then after that, in the morning, maybe like within 30 minutes to an hour later, I will take my L-theanine, okay, with my morning coffee. And again, that just helps me to start my day on a more relaxed and positive note. And even though, again, as I've stressed, it does help me to feel calm and like I can really have a chance to face the day on a high note or on a more calm or relaxed note, it does not make me feel sleepy. So I feel like it's a compliment to the CBD, because the CBD also does not make me feel sleepy. And that's another thing I guess I should have mentioned, is that depending on the CBD that you do take and maybe the amount that you take, you can get CBD that helps you with sleep, because there are gummies and other like blends and stuff out there that will have different things added to them, including it could have L-theanine. Like, for example, you could find a CBD gummy that has some of these things like melatonin, lemon balm, L-theanine. Like, it just really depends. The CBD that I take is just CBD with obviously a touch of THC. So, and the THC is not, at least for me, it's not like an overwhelming amount to where the THC is kicking in. I'm just feeling like I'm high as a kite and like in whatever other characteristics that THC might have on the body. So it doesn't do that for me. So I feel like the L-theanine and the CBD are a really good combo. And so that's why I take those things first thing in the morning, pretty much every morning. And then midday, if I'm feeling like I need a little something to just kind of like make me feel more in balance or something like that, I'll take the holy basil, because the holy basil helps me again to feel like not only is it helpful with like stress management or relaxation or whatever, but again, it doesn't, for me at least, it doesn't make me drowsy. It helps me to feel more balanced. It can help me feel like I'm able to focus a little bit more, if that makes sense. And so if I need something maybe midday or something like that, then I know that I can reach for the holy basil. And then in the evening, without a doubt, I am taking my magnesium and I am taking my lemon balm. So the magnesium, again, the one that I take is a chew. So I just, you know, obviously pop that in. And the one that I take from Megafoods, it does taste a little chalky, in my opinion, but it's not something that's just like, oh my God, this is absolutely terrible. It kind of tastes like a chalky Starburst. I don't know. I don't think that's a compliment to them, but that's just kind of like how it tastes to me. So it's not like this bad tasting thing to me. It just tastes like a kind of chalky, chewy Starburst, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I just eat it, take it down. And then the lemon balm, like I said before, I'll just drop that tincture in my mouth and swallow that. And I'll do both of those things maybe about an hour before bedtime. That's typically when I will take it because I'll start to feel the effects of that combo. Usually maybe about 30 minutes to an hour later, somewhere in there after I take that combo, I'll start to feel more relaxed. I'll start to feel a little sleepier. You know what I mean? Like it really, like depending on how much of the stuff you take, it can really put you on your butt. So you have to be careful. I would definitely not recommend taking lemon balm during the day. Like if you have to drive or pay attention or focus or something like that, maybe you can and maybe you won't have any sleepy, kind of drowsy effects. Everybody metabolizes things differently. Everybody's body makeup is different and all that stuff. If you try some of these things, I recommend that you at least try a small amount and just see how it affects your body and maybe do it on like a weekend where you don't have to rush out in the morning or, you know, something like that. Because you have to figure out what combo works for you. You have to figure out what supplements work for you. And you have to figure out how much you need to get the benefit that you are trying to get. So it's all personal. So again, do your homework. And then the other thing that I would say before I wrap this up, and this is something that I actually forgot about. So if this part of the audio sounds a little different, it's because I was like, oh, shoot, I got to come back and make sure that I talk about the amounts really quickly. So that's why it might sound a little different. But before I wrap up, the other thing that I wanted to say is I use approximately 33 milligrams of CBD. That's a serving for me in the morning. And then with the tinctures, some of them are like a serving might be 100 milligrams or 200 milligrams or whatever. So you have to be very careful. I just do, for example, a few drops of this, 25 milligrams of that. And I'm not giving you specific amounts because I really want you to do what I feel is best. And that is to go slow, you know, on this. You might only need two drops of lemon balm and you'll start to feel the effects. You might need five drops of L-theanine, you know what I mean? That tincture, that Mary Ruth tincture that I recommended, to start to feel the effects. Again, it's really personal. Do not, for example, at least in my opinion, what I would not do is, I believe, and I don't have the bottles in front of me, but I believe, for example, the L-theanine, a serving is 200 milligrams, if I'm not mistaken. I don't even take 200 milligrams of it. I will take anywhere from 50 to 100 milligrams, and that's in a whole day. Okay. So again, start slow, but do your research on these things because also what you want to be mindful of is not only the amounts that you're taking, but also something else that I've learned is that sometimes you'll not really feel the effects as much if you're taking it every single day. So what I like to do is to even take a break from, for example, taking lemon balm after a couple of weeks or whatever. I might take a couple of days off or something just to give my body time to miss the tincture. And then I can go ahead and start taking it again because some people do report. And I've kind of felt this as well along the way that you get used to what you're taking. And so it's helpful to give yourself a little break. Maybe you take it Monday through Friday, you take the weekends off or on a schedule that makes sense for you. But if you start taking it and after a month or two, you're like, oh, I'm not feeling it as strongly. Before you decide to up the dose on the tincture, maybe give yourself a small little break and then start taking it again at your normal, what you've considered to be your normal dosage and see how that feels. So again, research, and do not just go all in 100%. I don't care if the suggested amount is, for example, the lemon balm, let's say it's 100 milligrams, or I think it might be by drop. It might say 15 drops is 200 milligrams. Actually, I think it's like 400 or 500 milligrams, if I'm not mistaken. I would highly recommend that you not do that, okay? I would recommend you start with maybe one or two drops or something that makes sense and just allow yourself through the course of that hour or 2 hours or 5 hours or whatever, just to see how your body feels, okay? So now here's the rest of the episode. But yeah, those are the five things that I take. Again, the CBD from Alliant. I take the L-theanine from Mary Ruth's. I take the, what else do I take? The holy basil tincture from Mary Ruth's. I take the lemon balm from Mary Ruth's. And I take the magnesium from Mega Foods. So those are five things that I take pretty much every single day. Five holistic supplements that I take every single day that help me to feel more calm, that help me to feel less anxious, and that help me to, when necessary, just feel like I can concentrate more or focus on something or feel a little sharper or have a little more clarity, all right? So those are the supplements that I take. So if you're interested in any of those, you want to see specifically what I'm taking, again, I will do my best to put links to each one in today's show notes. I will tell you that the ones that are on Amazon, those are going to be affiliate links. So if you purchase any of those through the links, I'll get, you know, I'll get a little change and I won't have to do something strange. I won't have to get on the pole to make a few cents if you purchase through those Amazon affiliate links. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so silly sometimes. I know. But yeah, seriously, those are the things that I take and they are just like chef's kiss. They really just help me to feel good and tap into that well-being that I deserve. And I want that for you too. So make sure you check those things out. So yeah, that's it, girl, for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. You know, I am not sure why I stumble sometimes over my words. I just feel like sometimes I'm just so excited to get the information out that it's just like, just comes out really fast. And so something that I am working on is trying to slow down a little bit. But sometimes, girl, I just get so excited. So that's what it is. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode of the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, I don't want your complaints. But if you have any questions or comments and you're listening to this episode on Spotify, then you can leave those comments there. And surprise, surprise, I will actually be able to respond to you right there, which is so amazing. Spotify is just amazing for that. But yeah, girl, that's it. So check those things out and, you know, let me know your thoughts. And what I wish for you this week is a ton of wellness, a ton of self-love, a ton of self-compassion and self-appreciation and rest as we start to wind up this summer and get prepared for the fall. And just know that you have someone here cheering you on in your wellness and self-care journey every single step of the way. Take care and have a blessed week. And I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast.